Welcome to Health on the Hill. I'm Mary Agnes Carey. With the health law's open enrollment season just months away, a key Obama administration official was on Capitol Hill today to discuss ongoing efforts to fix problems with healthcare.gov. Politico Pro's Jennifer Habercorn was at that hearing and joins us now. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Andy Slavitt, who's principal deputy administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, gave members of the House Ways and Means Health Subcommittee an update on the work that his agency has been doing to improve healthcare.gov. What did he say would be different when enrollment begins again in November?
Andy Slavitt said that the application process was going to be a little more streamlined. There isn't going to be much of a difference in consumers' eyes and what they enter into the website. But it is supposed to be easier for the information to get from point A, which is the consumer, to point B, the insurer. And that's supposed to kind of ease some of the problems that we saw last year. Once the website was working, there were still some issues getting that information across. Consumers are also going to use it to re-enroll, which is obviously an issue that they didn't have to confront last year. This is people who are choosing a new plan than what they had last year, or just trying to stay in the same plan as last year. We don't know exactly yet what that's going to look like, but it is an issue that the administration is going to have to confront because they want those people to remain on the rolls in the second year of enrollment.
Typically, these health law hearings are extremely combative, with Republicans blasting the law and the officials that are implementing it. But the tone of today's session seemed different. Was that your sense as well?
Yeah, I definitely noticed that this year it was toned down. You definitely get a sense that the administration is at least trying to work with Congress a little bit more, trying to tell them we're going to be transparent, we're going to talk to you, we're going to give you a heads up when there are problems. I think we've yet to see whether that's actually going to come to fruition. But Slavitt today was talking a lot about that. And we saw the HHS Secretary, Sylvia Matthews-Burwell, say the same thing earlier this week. And she's really done the same thing in her conversations with Congress. Slavitt, interestingly, you know, did not make a promise today that the website was going to work seamlessly. But he did say, you know, that they're doing all the groundwork now to hopefully try to get a website that works properly.
I think one of his phrases was improvement, but not perfection.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be the theme of what they talk about in the next few months. I think they're very worried about promising too much because, you know, a year ago, the administration was saying this is going to work, and then we saw that it didn't work. So I think they're very concerned about keeping expectations low.
Back to today's Ways and Means hearing, IRS Commissioner John Koskinen was also there. He got a lot of questions from members, both Republicans and Democrats, about what happens if someone gets too large or too small or simply gets a subsidy in error. What happens then if that's the case?
Yeah, this is a big point. I think it's going to be a significant political issue for the ACA over the next several months. Many of the members today were concerned that people are going to get a huge tax bill next year because they put their income in wrong, whether maliciously or not, and got too large of a subsidy. That's because if someone told an application counselor, say, last November that they made $40,000, so they would get a subsidy, but later they got a huge raise or got a new job and made $60,000, they would qualify for less of a subsidy. So if they didn't tell the IRS about that, come April, they're going to owe a significant amount of money in subsidies that they weren't supposed to get. And the concern is that people who don't realize this are going to blame the tax repayment on Obamacare, and it's going to kind of drive home the Republican opposition to the law on the whole. So the IRS is saying that they are trying to notify consumers that if your income changes, you do have to notify them and that you do have to make sure your subsidy gets changed. You know, we still have yet to see whether that's effective and whether people are actually doing that. And I think this is going to come to a head next April when people are filing their taxes for the first time. One interesting thing to note, I think, is that if you get a subsidy, you often can't use the 1040 EZ form to file your taxes, which is what a lot of people use. And that might be a surprise to consumers in April.
How many Americans are affected by this? What happens, for example, for someone who currently has health care insurance? What happens when they file their taxes?
Well, for the vast majority of people, you just have to check a box saying you have coverage. The IRS commissioner told the committee today that of the 150 million people who file tax returns, 125 million simply have to check that box and say, I have coverage in essentially it's over for them. That still leaves, you know, 25 million people likely those who have complicated tax situations or big income change to deal with this potential problem. And this is the first time this is going to take place. So we really don't know how many people this could be an issue for when they go to their tax advisor.
You covered last year's rollout of healthcare.gov. What do you think will be the same or different this fall?
You know, I think it really can't be worse for the administration than it was last year. As you remember, it was really bad for them. I mean, the website didn't work for 2 months. I don't think we're going to see the same thing this time. I think the administration is going to work really hard to downplay expectations, but to, make sure the website is working. And I think the message is going to be a little different because last year there was so much attention on the flaws of the website, and it really did a lot to educate consumers that this Affordable Care Act exists. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how the White House makes sure that people know about this again so that they sign up again and that they, get the millions of people that they want to enroll the second year for the first time to actually do so.
Thank you so much, Jennifer Habercorn of Politico Pro.
Thanks, Mary Agnes.